Vergaan wel zijn bij Ivaï. Maar hij is alleen gewoon Indiën. Ze zien wel een mooie rabbijn in de Wasulaim, de Yisroel uit Eiliad worden. Why did Moshe tell the Eden about the Davind to go to Yisroel? Ki hafu fi roi sa'ai nirem, shet fi lot loi, hoi ilu klum. Hoi ilu fi roi sa'ai, ilu fi what it would seem on the outside. The tefillah did not accomplish anything. He davened to go to Eretz Yisrael, and why he didn't go in? So what was the point in telling the Eden about the whole mass of matzah that he had there, Rabbi Yisraelon? After he came to Heaven, he gave them to understand, he didn't think that his tefillah was bechinam, was a mizist, was for nothing. Keep Eretz. Af bis nahag is Eretz Yisrael gam shom ani harav shalachem. Moshe tells the Eden, even bis nahag is Eretz Yisrael.
You see that lashon lamagi means protect.
Lamagi over here means bechinam.
So how do you see that from that word?
What?
How do you see that?
So yachshvu shetvilot yoyf lamagi, that tefillah was for nothing.
Yeah, but I'm asking, how do you see it from the word?
I think it's something mogi, it's lamagin, I'm not sure exactly, but I've seen this word before like that.
Uh-huh.
was in this. Ibamas. After Snahagas had Yisrael, Gam Shamani and Afalchem, even in the Snahagas of Yisrael, even the Edom of Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu the Rav. He's the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael also. V'chei b'chol ha'gdoyus. V'heren lem ki Paul b'tfilot he accomplished. Hagam Moshe Rabbeinu physically didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Ob it's pashtus of the Moshe b'chol dor b'chol nafshe. It's pashtus of Moshe in every single generation. So the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu is malav of the Eden throughout all the doyus. Even when the Eden on Eretz Yisrael, Hagam Moshe Rabbeinu physically didn't go in, ob the ruach of Moshe Rabbeinu. He is the... He is the manik, the koyach of Klal Yisrael throughout all doyos, is the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu showed the Eden. Hey, Mashmah Meloshem Eschanon, Meloshem Espal, Meloshem Espal was made with Eschanon means to daven, right? So the koyach pidiktik, it should have said not for Eschanon, nor v'chanan. Loshen, he davened, because the chinun is the verb. And the Chayyid should have said that he did chinun, he davened. Vo'es chanan would mean that he became full of davening, vo'es chanan. I remember my Zaydid Chayyid used to say, the Loshen, the Gemara, ashtik tfile. As if the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, v'ani tfile. The Gemara, ashtik tfile, ashtik davening. He became full of tachnunim. Everything was for zichaleit of gedavent. He was tefilos shguru b'fiv, came out perfect. Shguru b'fiv, like the Gemara says in Brachas, the Mishnah. The raya, ki Hashem Yisbach sholach lo yisrus lel l'spal. The raya, the Eibush is the one that sent them this oiras to daven. The person has such perfect tefillah. It comes. The Oymik Alev, he's Molly Tachnunim, and his Tfilot is Guru Befiv, the sin of the Abish is the one who gave him this Isaiah to Davin. It became Betach the Chodra Rekam. As that Tfilot that comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it can't be that such a Tfilot goes back Rekam that it doesn't get answered. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Yidim. V'as Chanan El Hashem. I doubt the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the type of Tfilot was such a type of Tfilot that I became a Shtik Tfilot. I was Molly Tachnunim, it was Mamish. It was possible that it came from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If it came from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it has to be that it was that the Eibishter answered. The Eibishter didn't stop, let it go without any answer. Chalal. So but then what's the answer? The answer is that when Koycha Moshe Rabbeinu is malav the Eden throughout all generations. Then Oyim is Ba'isahi. Was trans by Isaiah, Hainosh Af Achash Nishba Kodesh Bokh, the Achazoi Tilas, Israel, even by Zahi, if they made a shvur, they're not going to take the Israel. I just stopped davening. I didn't hold myself back from davening. But the Yisra, Chizki, Melech Yehuda, Shomal Yishai, Ben Omerz, call on the Vosko, but say, go away. I don't want to hear you in the Vosko. Kachem, Kublani, Ben Beis Aviyabe, Nechun, Eshein, Chodovo, Shoyim, Bifnei Rachman, famous Maitre with Chizki, Melech Yehuda, and Shai, Ben Omerz told him, that's not going to help, you can daven, it's not going to help anything, and Chizki said, nay, go away, of Mekabel, Ben Beis Aviyabe, Eshein, Chodovo, Shoyim, Bifnei Rachman. Love the Shemai Gemara. The Gemara they learned over there. The Gemara says that Chizki Melech Yehuda turned himself to the. He turned around by Yispalu Chizki Alakir. He dived into the wall. The Gemara they learned that he had dove a choytes bein and the bein Akir. That there shouldn't be any chatzitza between him and the Akir. What does it mean? There shouldn't be a chatzitza bein and the bein Akir. What's the aim of Kadova? What's the tifkay from Adar Halacha? I understand that Yehuda Adam shouldn't leave the spalu. He shouldn't have any need to dive. Well, you thrashled. Shouldn't have any thrashled. Absolutely. Kiyotza gzeira mi Hashem. Even though it seems that the gzeira was already nigzar and there's nothing to do anymore. Nay. Kiyir hu mekoy achayim. Kiyir, the wall, is what holds up a house. So it's beramed on the mekoy achayim. Mekoy of chay of chiyis. Is the kiyir. That's the pshat also why like those shechinim mekoyis lamaravi, when the maravi was left over from the base of mikdash, was the key, was the wall. Mekoy achayim, give us the inyan, give us a remnant to the mekoy achayim, to the ground of the base of mikdash, the vant. The vant is what holds off the zacha, holds up the thing, the key. So the apshe sheit mal adam she'ein lo yeshua min mekoy, even though a person, it would seem to the person that he has no yeshua for the mekoy, there's no Yeshua that's coming from the Mekoy Achayim, from the Amayish Loilam, from the Kain, or even as Asmim and Rachmim, there shouldn't be a Chatzitza Beinu and Bein Akir. Chizki HaMelech told Yishai, go away, of Mekabel Beit Aviyabe, that person should not hold himself back from Tnei Rachmim Chlau. She'en Lech Dov Shem Tnei Rachmim. Right after it said by Yispalu, Chizki El Akir, there was no Chatzitza between him and the Kir, and he dove straight to Mekoy Achayim, and he was Nene. The same thing, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Nene, but Philosophy, Agam, it would seem that he's telling the Yidden. You know, he's telling the Yidden is a Yid should know that there is no such thing that a koyach of tefillah is that a koyach of tefillah is the emes of goes to heaven or lirik. The emes of tefillah, if it's a richtige tefillah, if it comes with a gewaltige tiefkeit, the oim the kalev, the sin that the Rebbeinu Shloim was what gave him the cheshik and the soiris to daven. Now that tefillah has to be answered. It has to be answered. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was answered, he's talking about Lava the Eden. The whole doer of the whole master of Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach is Lava the Eden. He is considered the manik, the klayis of Chol HaDoiris. And his dispashtus is every single doer you have dispashtus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Eden has to understand that every single tefillah that he davens with the embuskite, it's kind of giant that the tefillah is Heilich Lerik. That's what Moshe was telling me. Chadnu Hashem, Azaz, the tefillah was gedavent. A shtick tefillah. The Christian becomes a shtick tefillah. Azaz, the tefillah that would never not be answered. It has to be answered. The last shtick over here in the parasha.
Yeah, he's asking one question. What does it mean again? Why is... What's the pshat that kir is mekor atalim?
Pashto, the way I understand it, because kir is the wall. The wall is what holds up. It's like the...
Holds up the house? Holds up,
yeah. It's like the vant. The vant is like the support. The walls of the house. It's mekor. The kir
so,
is
so here he means,
mekor atalim.
Nothing should be between you and the mekor, meaning that between you and the... Yeshua is Hashem, no person, there should be no mene in between them.
No mene, right. Don't let anything stare.
Between you and the Makor, meaning like the Yeshua is Hashem. That's what you mean by Makor?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Makor HaChaim is in the voice of the Lord, yeah.
Yeah,
the last tickle over here in the parasha, said that it's Tokat Yalavu. Targum of the Targum is, the Das Chus Haheinu, der Rosh von Sachos, von Pjornes, Haheinu Shashem Yisborach, hey, meid, al ma'afreinu, keim zakim yoyim kalev, that the meisim are pure yoyim kalev, that yoyim kalev, there's a certain purity, a certain Sachos, that is the Chus Haheinu, he goy and lays himself in the dock, he gives a marshal, a goy that gives money for the dock, al menashe yichye benoi, hareid the Rosh. Because now Hashem Shemayim is giving it for a reason. He has his own personal gain why he's giving his dukkah. Yisrael is the Tanigam. Why? Chayim is the same thing. They're both giving it Amanash, Yichye, Benoi. The Chelik is whom the potential Yisrael, because Shemoch made Alamaki Libeinu, Shem is a Chacham Kiritzaynoi. Ibsh has made Alamaki Libeinu that the Mezuchich is pure. Like I'm on the outside, it seems he's giving it only because Amanash, Yichye, Benoi, but the Maise, deep down, the Eid is giving his dog to Hashem Shemayim. He says he's giving it Nashi Chibnoi. But, like Gemara says, I go, if the Maitre doesn't work, that the son didn't stay alive, he has Charot on the ground of his dog. Hashem Shemayim, he doesn't have Charot. Because the end of his dog was his dog of Hashem Shemayim. He wants also Matar Lamnachi Shechmino, but if it doesn't work out that way, then he has no Charot on what he did. He has no Charot on the Maitre and Taibim that he did. That's what David says, Megala. That's his Dokka Tiyalamu. And this is a Givaldiga Aslam, to what we did last week, we spoke about before, Chayav Loso. That the Koyach, the Ike, is not Tafke Demaisa, Aslap Yechutz, but he does have the Zakus Alev, the Klokite, the Renkite, the pureness from his heart. And that's what David says, Megala, that the Eden has always, even if he doesn't feel it, if he doesn't realize it, but it's always a Zakus Alev that the Klokite will have, the Meshach Chaladoidus. And it's Yitach HaMoyde, that Madrega was reached when the Yidin reached Eretz Yisrael. When they reached the Zichuch HaLev, the Emet of Zichuch HaLev, when they reached, it wasn't Stam, the Madrega was like Mamayim and Asinai, they didn't reach the pureness yet. But eventually they reached the pureness that is a Zichuch HaLev, that everything that he does, Bo'im HaKalev, he really wants the Shem Shemayim. Bo'im HaKalev, he really wants it to be done properly. And that's, it's also a Shaykh to the first tickle that we learned also. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is what brings out the Koyach HaTfila, but the Emes HaTfila that a Yid, that's not that a Yid has, that is not Nene, that he's Zichet B'Vadei Nene, is a Tfila that was called Yom HaKalev. That the Ebeshter gives him cinema, it's Oiris to Daven deep down. It's not Stam a Tfila that he's saying Klap Yechut on the outside. It's a Tfila that is being mispalled to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Yom HaKalev, because the Tfila is coming out, the Yom HaKalev. Like the Meir Shloich says, the Ziyaki brings down the Inyan of Tfilis, the Lashon of Tulei Lekim, the Lashon of Chibur, the Chabad Yid, with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Yid becomes the Chabad, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and becomes a Gewaldige Chibur. And the Meir, the Emes of Chibur is the Oymek Alev. The Oymek Alev, that's the Chedek Alikami Malis, the Nisham of Tahirah, that's the Tzorech Kalach V'yachot, and that Nisham of that Chibur, that is Chabad, Meum Kedalibe, the Yid has a koyach of Zichuch HaLev that the Emes HaTfilin, and that Tfilin doesn't go away unanswered. The Yid Amos with the Emes Kite, the beginning of Kolat Moise Tamayana, Hashem Yich Moich, that the beginning of the ganze Mohus for the mensch, the whole disease of the person Davins, that's called the Emes HaTfilin. That's like Shloyach, it's a Dovah, so a person, Shemi Eni Chatzitza, Bein Eni Bein Akir. He doesn't, there's nothing being made, there's nothing stopping him, because deep down, it's coming from the Oymek HaLev, and the Oymek HaLev, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching, Christ, on the Zdok HaTi Alamu, the Ebesh is Megale, that every single Eid has the Koyach Zich HaLev, every single Eid, Be'emes, has that Tahara. Ashrechem is Lif Nemiyat, and Tahara, and Mimitar Eschem, Avichem is Vashemayim, there's a certain Tahara, right, that deep, but Tirch Kolech V'yachot, a person has to be Megale, a person has to slap it out from inside, he has to take out the Koyach HaTahara from Kedalibu with the Neshama Tahiris, the kind Neshama Shana Sata Mitahiri, right? And that Neshama Tahiris is Ba'im Kalev. So the person is Megala, that Neshama Tahiris, Ba'im Kalev, because every Yid has that Neshama Tahiris, right? Because it's a Chedek of the Kami Mal, the Abish to put it every single Yid. The Yid is Megala, that Ba'im Kalev, and he puts that Ba'im Kalev into the Tefillah. And that's the Emes Adavanim. That's the Emes Adavanim. Is Vada going to be answered? Coming out by the way the person understands it, but it's going to be answered. By his voice, the shoot is going to be answered. Like if you look at the Messiah, when the Sodi Shom, they have Arichas on the Shtikal also. exactly what it means that a person becomes nana. A person becomes nana for the most part. Sometimes the Eibush answers not exactly the way the person understands what he wants, because the person understands, but it's chetzayin yisrika look. He wants a certain thing. The Eibush answers even more by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was vespaul that physically she going to Eretz Yisrael. The Ma'aseh of the Eibush didn't bring him physically to Eretz Yisrael. But the Ma'aseh of the Emes is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Emes is tefillah. The Emes Zach was, the Lashem Shemaim Shemay was, that the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu should be allowed to eat in Eretz Yisrael also, not for his own personal gain, even though he bats and wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. But the Eibush of Megalot that Moshe Rabbeinu's Iket tefillah was that his Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu should be allowed, that Hoga of Moshe Rabbeinu should be allowed to eat in Eretz Yisrael. And of then man, he was then on that. That the Eibush answered him, and it's Koyach Atake, it's Pashtus, the Moshe is Bechol Dor and Chol Nafshe. Pashtus, the Moshe Rabbeinu is, he's been allowed to eat throughout all generations. It doesn't always get answered the way the Eid wanted to be answered in the Chetonis that he cooked. Of the Emes Oyim Kalev, what the Eibush really wants, and the person really wants, what the Moshe Rabbeinu wants, but that Eibush, it gets answered. Okay.
Very good, Gracie. Anything to say on the Yud side?
On the Yud side. Talk of Sunday night. Are you making something in Lakewood, Meister?
I don't know. Lakeness. We're not holding there yet.
I hear. Okay.
You gonna be in Lakewood?
On the Yud side. I'm not going to be in Lakewood, no.
Not yet.
Not that I know, at least so far.
Anything can happen.
The Eibush can help me. The Eibush is after the pastors I'm here.
I told you once on this similar vein, the Rebbe once told me, he told him something about davening, and you daven, and you don't see any payers from it. So he said also, like the Shik, he said, no, no such thing. He said, it's a b'china of yagata lom atzas al tamin. He says, everyone knows the stira between yagia and the matzias comes to as a chadash, right? So the Rebbe says,
right,
you're diving for something, and like you said, not pink what you wanted, but could be years later, all of a sudden, Plitzlich comes a Yeshua, something, right? So that's from that Tfila, which you said a long time ago before. This is you got the Lomatzos.
Right.
Yeah, don't believe it's in this, because it might come all of a sudden, years later, somehow, all of a sudden, it came from that Tfila, but nothing's wasted.